podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Cop Update for this Thursday. Is it the 13th today? Could be. I told you I get these dates wrong. It is the 13th of January. Thursday the 13th of January, the Cop Update from the LFC Day Trippers. You're all very, very, very welcome. A little bit to get through today. I have a little teaser for you as well that I'm going to ask a question and see who gets it first, if that's okay with everybody. If you're watching, fair play, hit the like button. And if you've subscribed, brilliant. If you haven't, also go and do that as well. And if you want to share across your social media, go and do that. As you can see, we're asking you to smash that like button. 40 plus shows per month free on YouTube and across all podcast platforms. So make sure you like, subscribe, share, but most of all, comment. Come in here into the live chat and comment and give your views, and we'll have a chat about them every day at 2 o'clock for a half an hour or so. So, yeah, as I said, quite a little bit to get through today, a little bit. It's quite on the transfer front, Liverpool-wise, I'm going to be honest with you. And what I mean by that is they've ran out of ideas, and they'll have a lot of for us tomorrow. So I'm going to start with Mo Salah. So the reason I'm going to start with Mo Salah is... I think it's time to put a pin in this. I really do. I think it's time to put a pin in this and, you know, just wait until something is announced, because we've seen an interview from Salah, which has had some stuff released a few weeks ago and a little bit more released the other day on the eve of him playing in the AFCON. We've seen Klopp talk about it twice in the last month or two, and most recently the other day in his press conference, where he said, look, it's a normal situation. It's a contract situation. There's no issue. He wants to stay. We want him to stay. It's positive. It's normal. That's how it is. So I think it might be time to just put a pin in this, to be honest with you. Mark says Salah's talk is getting incredibly boring. It is. And that's why I've come on today, because it's starting to feel more normal, as Klopp said, to be honest with you. Because, like, when you look at it, people will get worried, myself included, when it's down to 18 months. I always do. But the only sort of word we've had come out is, you know, Salah saying, I want to stay, it's up to them, blah, blah, blah. You know, and when he said it was up to them a couple of months ago, I felt it was both his representatives and the clubs. With Klopp saying what he said, especially quite openly, I think people should be a little bit more at ease over it. Now, Sam Wallace in The Telegraph has written a piece today on it, and that's why this is why I think I've decided that it might be time to just say nothing at the moment now about this until we hear something absolutely concrete on it. You know, he has written a piece to say that the Mohamed Salah contract stalemate is that Liverpool won't pay what he wants, and the market for a player of his age and his value is as flat as ever. It's not as flat as ever. If Mo Salah announces that he's not signing a new contract, clubs will be all over him. All over him. So it's not as flat as ever. It really, really isn't. But at the moment, all we know is that contract talks are ongoing. Klopp has been fairly positive on them. Salah hasn't said a bad word. There is some posturing, there is some positioning, and let's just wait and see. Now, there might be bits and pieces that come up over next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but until something solid comes up, I'm going to leave it alone, if that's okay. Tarek says it's just a media company trying to get clicks. Are we agreed, Gav, that Salah chat gets you a ban, including Gav, says Red Steve? No, it won't get you a ban. Jesus, it won't get you a ban. Like, but I think what you're seeing now is, oh, he wants 420, he wants 450, he wants 500, he wants 350, he wants 300. What's he being paid in bonuses now? He wants it as a set wage every week rather than bonus. You're hearing all sorts of stuff, and all we can really go on is what Salah has said openly and what Klopp has said openly, and both of them seem fairly positive. So let's see where it goes. Jono says, if FSG won't pay Salah 400k per week, then this shows we aren't a serious club. Oh, I don't know, Jono. I really don't. You know, I don't think there'll be an issue around other players. Other players know how good he is. It's one of those. But we'll have to wait and see. And we don't know if it's up at 400. We don't know what it's at. But let's just wait and see until something more concrete comes of it, right? Patio says, Gav, you reckon there's any chance they have it sorted, but they are holding back being announced to the club negotiate terms with a couple of targets forced to stop them asking to match it? Well, I don't think so. I think any other player coming into the club, regardless, would know that Salah would be the highest earned. It's like saying, like, Messi's probably another one where you go, oh, will we hold off on Messi because other players might want what he wants. He's out on his own at the moment, I think. A super chat from Jamrock says, why do Liverpool fans freak out over a journalist's opinion? Not really freaked out over it. I just don't agree with it. I just don't agree with it. And I think at times they write this stuff and they believe what they're saying, but it's fairly easy to work out that if Salah was came on the market in the next 6 months, he won't have any shortage of takers. John said it's being pretty consistent. He wants De Bruyne money, 370 to 400k. He may do. And look, I'm all for giving it to him, Jono. You know what I mean? The way it works out, that works out at 80 million quid over 4 years. And yeah, I absolutely give it to him. Tahir Qureshi says, so this contract situation has been going on since last summer. Yeah, it's kind of, there's little niggles, but I think I suppose it probably came really into everyone's mind in a massive way, probably November, December, because you're approaching that 18 months. If Mo signs, there'll be an open-top bus parade through Liverpool's Dynamo Kiev. Maybe so. Ian Matthews says the Salah contract will be announced on the 1st of February to gloss over the lack of activity and the transfer window. I don't care when it's announced, once it's announced. That's the way I am. I was having a little think, actually, as to what Liverpool could do in the transfer market, but that might be something for tomorrow. But with news being quiet, I still want to come on here every day and have chats with you people and throw ideas out there and get your views. So that's what it's all about. But I was trying to think how you would clear one or two to bring one or two in. And it's not mad easy, but we'll have a chat about it tomorrow. John Carew says, how much of Salah's goals earned FSG over the last few years, especially last season when we would have finished eighth only for him? Yeah, he's a massive, massive, massive player. Ryan Barrett says, how embarrassing is it that our top players are coming out with quotes like this? He's not being treated right. Wouldn't blame him if he left after this shambles. Imagine any other top club doing this. Well, he's done one interview, Ryan. From what he can make out, he's done one interview and he's just said it's up to them. When he says it was up to them, I do believe he was talking about his advisors and the club's advisors. It's one interview and Klopp's kind of had to batter away twice and being quite positive over twice. So Klopp's put himself in a bit of an awkward position there if it doesn't happen. So there you go. Tarek says legally binding contracts involving millions over multiple years is not a simple thing. In the end, we have no input into the process, so why bother worrying about it? Well, you worry about it because if there's a chance that he might leave the club this summer or next year, you're very worried over it because of the player he has been and is and could be, you know, for the next 3, 4, 5 years at Liverpool. That's why you worry. But I think at the moment it's just one of those where you just stick a pin in it and go, right, if anything comes of it, we'll come back and we'll have a talk about it. Dylan O'Rourke asks, is Chris Wood signing tactical genius by Newcastle or just panic? He'll suit Newcastle. I think he will suit Newcastle. And it hampers Burnley unless they come up with a gem of a signing in the next 2 weeks. So I don't know, like, it makes sense on a couple of levels. It's not mad money. If they stay up and they don't want them, you know, they can move them on. Red Javi said, we only have 24 registered players. We have space for one. Absolutely. We have space for one. And that's why I was thinking about it today, last night and this morning. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a little bit more think about it. And you know what we'll do? Let's set it for tomorrow. We all come back here tomorrow and we put our ideas forward as to what you would like to see happen in the January window. Now, what I will say is be realistic over it. You know, don't tell me sell him and get him. That won't work. You're probably looking at minimal movement, so maybe one in, maybe none out, maybe just one in and fill that spot, like was said there, by Red Jabby. Maybe do something like that, or maybe say, look, we're going to move him out, and we're going to bring two in. But be realistic about it. But tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we come along, and I'll try draw up something as to what I think, and you can absolutely throw it in there as well. Is that okay? So that's Mo Salah. Let's move that out of the way, right? I've seen an interesting one though, because the AFCON's on, right? And that continues on today. I think it's the second round of group games start today. I think Cameroon were the first game, weren't they? So yeah, I think it's the second round of games coming. Starting today, in Group A, I think it is. Sandy P says, big fan, try to watch all your shows as much as I can from India. You never walk alone. Nice one, Sandy. Thanks for watching from India. There's people watching, from all over the world. We get our analytics every month and there's people like literally all over the world watching. It's amazing. And sometimes two people, sometimes others. But don't forget, if you don't get to see it live, you can watch it back, or any podcast app will have all our shows. They get sent out immediately after this live show, or as quick as we possibly can. So yeah, the AFCON is on. We're all Cape Verde, as you know, at the LFC Day Trippers, massive Cape Verde fans. But a player from Cape Verde is being linked, I think it was in the Mail, with Liverpool. And it might be someone that Liverpool are watching or have an interest in, or it could be just a passing interest and they rate him. But it's the midfielder from Oostend, which I think are a Belgian side. Oostend, midfielder from Cape Verde, £8 million is the amount. That's being touted about. The name is Kenny Roca Santos. Highly, highly rated, apparently, from Oostend. Highly, highly rated amongst Cape Verde players, staff, anyone that watches them. So there's a name to throw out there. Shawnee showed me this one yesterday and said, here, you might want to have a look at that. Apparently, he is an alternative that to Yves Bissouma. Bissouma, of course, is being, I think it's £50 million price tag being put on his head. And recently, Graham Potter was asked, in the last couple of days, I think Graham Potter was asked, has any club been in contact with you regarding Yves Bissouma? And he just said no, straight away. So unless no club has made an official approach or request to talk to him, or even picked up the phone and said, look, what's the chances? Is he available? Stuff like that. But there's one for you. Kenny Roca Santos. So that's one for you there. Have a look. Look him up. He's playing for Cape Verde tomorrow, I think, in the African Nations. The AFCON, just before we move off, as I said, the group stages, second round of group stages, games start today. Cameroon face Ethiopia, and Cape Verde play Burkina Faso. So, of course, Cameroon and Cape Verde got wins in their opening games. So, a win for both of them today will put them through into the knockout stages. The lads are going to do a thing on the AFCON on Friday night, but there's no way they're getting away from the referee deciding with 5 minutes to go. He's had enough. So there you go. Somebody said there that Villa, they're jealous. Cradle to Cradle says he's jealous of Villa making signings. I don't know if I'm jealous of Villa making signings. I think they've made two good ones in a loan for Coutinho and Luka Dean at left back, but I don't think I'll be jealous of it. Sometimes clubs, especially when you get a new manager in, he wants to stamp his authority very quick and he wants to be back very quick. Kieran B says Villa apparently looking to sign Bissouma. Yeah, Liverpool have been rumoured, Arsenal have been rumoured, United have been rumoured, Villa, of course, and Graham Potter saying nobody has contacted him with regards to Yves Bissouma. You have to take him on his word. But he's a fantastic footballer. He's a fantastic. There's other issues outside of the game, as we know, that I'm not going to go into. But he's a fantastic footballer. Garrett says, is it Cape Verde or Cape Verde? I think it's Cape Verde. But you can say Cape Verde. No one's going to have a go at you. Of all the players moving in this window, says Kev, not one would interest the top four club from what I can see. It's been very, very quiet. It has been quiet. Everton have made two full-back signings, both young players. Villa, of course, have done Coutinho and Luka Dean. Newcastle have done Kieran Trippier, and is Chris Wood confirmed? I presume he is. But other than that, there hasn't been an awful lot of movement. And you probably won't see something until later on when teams decide, yeah, come on, we bite the bullet and we'll go for it. So you have to look at it that way as well. I have a Tuesday teaser for you. Okay, so no Googling. Okay, anyone watching now live or listening in the audio podcast afterwards, no Googling. So here's the question. I'm going to call it out twice so people know. You're going to have to bring me back a number. Okay. So here it is. If you add up the last four goal scorers for Liverpool in Champions League finals, if you add up the minutes they scored in, okay, and combine them, and take away the short numbers they were wearing and combine them, what number would you be left with? So just to say that again, the last four scorers for Liverpool in Champions League finals, if you add up the minutes that they scored in, okay, and combine them, and then deduct the short numbers they were wearing, if you combine all them, what number do you get? Scott Mates says, enjoying the show, Dusan Vlahovic would be a good option to have at Liverpool. I'm going to come on to him in a minute, funnily enough. Bazuma would be a great signing under Klopp. Need to get that midfield a bit younger. Yeah. Red Javi says he likes Trossard from Brighton. That's the one he wants. He feels he's Jota 2.0. Passio says, watching Everton fans come mental because Benitez forced out a fan favourite is the best part of the window for me. Didn't force him out. Your man just could have kept playing and hoped that Benitez left before him. He definitely wanted out. Let me see. So the numbers are coming in. I'll keep an eye on them as we go. Luke O'Shea is wrong, 85. 296 is incorrect. 78 is incorrect. If it's not 69, you've wasted our time, Gaff, says Red Steve. Matt Lewis reckons Laura will know. So zero is from Stephen. No. I'm going to keep going with that. So quickly again, if you add up the minutes in which the last four scorers in the Champions League final scored for Liverpool, add the minutes up, combine them, and then take away the short numbers they wore combined, what number do you get? JLL the boy says 138. No, it's not 138. You just keep going because I can search at the end to see if anybody got the answer correct. So moving on, somebody mentioned Dusan Vlahovic. Look, Fiorentina wants somewhere around 75 million euros for him. I think it's 62 million pounds. And Arsenal are the latest club that have been apparently trying to push a deal, but will find it difficult. We'll find it difficult to put a financial deal together in January for that amount of money. Fiorentina want an awful lot of upfront from what we're hearing. They're not messing about with, listen, there's 40 and we'll give you 30 over 4 years of the term of a contract. If it's 75 million euros, they're probably looking for 50 million euros upfront, to be honest, because they'll want to strengthen themselves. And when clubs know that you're taking in 75 million, they don't care what way you've taken it in. They'll want some of it if you come looking for their player. So Dusan Vlahovic, Fiorentina wanting money up front, or a vast majority of the money up front, might hinder anybody looking to take them, looking to take him off their hands. So it's a big amount of money. It is a big amount of money. He's very highly rated. He's definitely something different from what we have at Liverpool. I think he could fit. He could. But will it happen? I don't think so. I think we're more looking in a wide area if we're looking anywhere at the moment. So it's an interesting one, Vlahovic. It really is. Dennis Zakaria is back. More links on him today. I seen somebody there saying there's a rumour going about that United have made a bid for Dennis Zakaria. Yeah, the number on Dennis Zakaria is £5 to £6 million in this window, or he'll be free come the summer. United have been linked, so have we. There was a couple of other clubs as well. There might have been, I think Dortmund were having a sniff around them, and there was an Italian club looking at him. There was definitely a German club, and definitely a couple in England. There might have been someone else as well. Juventus, I think, might have been looking as well. Gareth Dass says, Vlahovic really all that? He has an amazing goal scoring record. Amazing, especially over the last calendar year. He has an amazing goal scoring record, Gareth. So to be honest with you, he probably is all that. You know, and in a better side, it's one of those where if he gets chances, he'd score goals. It really is. You know what I mean? Especially if he goes to a top end side. You know, if he was going to somebody like, say, a West Ham or somewhere around that level, you go, could be a bit hit and miss. A bit like Haller. Do you remember Haller that ended up at West Ham and that didn't happen for him? He's banging them in at Ajax. Like, banging them in for fun. Somebody says there, I'm just going to bring it back up here. Liverpool v Cardiff, 12 p.m. kickoff, 6th of February, confirmed, says Antico. So there you go. That is the FA Cup fourth round. Jono says, Gav, we are owned by spreadsheet wankers who think they're the smartest people in the room, can't keep trying to outsmart the market. Yeah, I agree with you to a certain extent. Yeah, I've said this before. The model is great. To be self-sustainable is great. But at times you need to dip a bit more. And I think at times you do need to dip a bit more. And now might be it this year, because if they're talking about a revamp in 2022, doesn't matter how smart you are, you need a certain amount of money to go and do it. So we'll have to wait and see, Jono. But I do agree with you in certain things. They do try to be a bit too clever, not only on transfers, on other things as well. And 2022, they've earmarked according to people that have said this at the end of last summer. So let's see what happens in 2022. We are mad not being all over Zacharias, says Antico. Very highly rated. Very, very highly rated, but we'll have to wait and see. Steve isn't happy. 55 likes, 165 in the chat. Tut, tut, tut. That's another two guesses from me, Gaff. No, it's not either of them. Arsenal interested in Arthur Melo from Juventus. More likely move for them than Vlahovic. Okay. Juventus are trying to get rid of a few, aren't they? Is Aaron Ramsey? They're looking to get rid of off the books, but he's on astonishing money. Absolutely astonishing money. Let me see now. So that's them two out of the way. On to Arsenal and Liverpool and this game that's going ahead tonight at Anfield in the Carabao Cup semi-final first leg. A little bit of news to come out from Arsenal. It looks like Odegaard and Smith Rowe will miss out. Tomiyasu will miss out, but Xhaka should be back. And trying to pick a team out of last night. It was a good show last night, by the way. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, go back and watch or listen on your podcast apps. Was trying to pick an 11 for Liverpool and 11 for Arsenal was difficult when you think about the games they have coming up at the weekend. We have Brentford at home, and on the same day, I think Arsenal travel away to Spurs, so you have to take that into consideration. Shawnee Lawson says, I'm mainly agnostic towards FSG, but I have to admit, I'm starting to turn. Yeah, you'll get a lot, Shawnee, in my opinion, you'll get a lot of people in the next, I think in the next 8 months. Yeah, between now and the end of August. That will either find that their opposition to FSG will relent a little bit or get worse, or the people that support them will get edgy. And I don't mean support them. I mean people that are happy with them and believe in what they're doing, I think will get edgy. I think it's a huge 8 months. I really do. And when I look at the squad and I look what we want to do and I look where the manager is and I look when he'll leave and I look at the contract situation with Salah, there's a bit to do. And that happens when Klopp comes in and he really gets us firing from 17, 18 onwards. You know, we've had 17, 18, 18, 19, 19, 20, 20, 21. And this is the fifth season of really being right at the top, living on the edge. You do get times where you have to take stock and move a few players in and move a few players out and put your money where your mouth is and, you know, start to build again. And this for me is the time where it comes around, where a little rebuild happens or has to happen to keep us, because literally all these teams at the top play right on the edge, and to keep us right on the edge, I think it needs to happen this year. I don't think we get away with it for another 12 months. So we'll have to wait and see. As I said, they probably have between now and the end of August to sort a few things out, both contractually and players available to Jurgen Klopp, and possibly Jurgen Klopp's future as well, where they try nail him down for a few more years, hopefully. But I don't see it. I think he does leave in 2024. But on Arsenal, Odegaard, Smith Rowe, Tomiyasu, maybe Xhaka is back in. Is it Lokonga that plays midfield for them? Kev was saying he's probably their only recognised fit midfielder. You know, Tomiyasu is a big loss. Their back four could still be decent, but then from there on in, if you put them players missing, you know, if there are any risks, they probably won't risk them. Even though it's a cup semi-final, it's a huge game against Spurs at the weekend. Like, it's a huge game in the top four, Chase, it really is. And I know we're still 15, 16 games out from the end, but that's a big, big game between them and Spurs. It could be one they look back at the end of the season and think, you know, there's one there we dropped points, or there's one where it was crucial that we got top four. So it is a big one for them. And maybe if they have these risks, maybe if we have these risks, we will see them just saying, nah, we'll get them back for the weekend and we pick that over tonight. Jabs Reloy says, we went two windows without strengthening our squad properly. And that time Genie has left and we didn't sign his replacement. Yeah. Look, we win a European Cup and then we don't really do anything. But we go and win a league. And when we go and win a league, we add in Thiago and we add in Jota. And then we've added in Konate. Okay. The signings in have been good. I think we probably could have done one or two more. I'm not saying we sat on our hands and done nothing, because that's not true. But I think we could have done more. I think the perseverance with some players. Listen, I make no apologies. I was one of those that wanted to persevere with one or two and go, you know what, just maybe. But it hasn't really kicked on. But the perseverance there with players and the patience with some players, it's running out. I think it is running out. And that's not me slating players and going, get out the fucking club. And it's not. You just look at it and you go, you know what? It's just not working. It's not working. You're a really good player, but it's just not working. The part of the career you're in, the team you're playing in, the style, it's just not working for you. But now it's time for Liverpool to take decisive action on them if they feel it's right, and to go and do a Simicast too as well. Sorry, Laszlo, Simicast as well was brought in. So it's not like we haven't been adding players in. I just think when you add a couple in, you might want to go one more. You know, if you do one more in the summer and one more the next summer, we're probably sitting here in January going, do you know what? If we get one in, great. If we don't, we'll have another look and do one more again in the summer. You know, whereas we've backlogged ourselves now a little bit. Just in my opinion, that's not being sensationalist. I think we've backlogged ourselves just a little bit. And when you couple that with the model that they have, where they do things in a very, Chris said last night, a risk-averse way, the backlog can take longer to clear. Do you get me? So it's an interesting one. I don't think anybody has got the answer to my teaser. So I'll throw it out one more time. If you take the four players that scored for Liverpool, the last four players to score for Liverpool in the Champions League final, and out of the minutes they scored in, and combine them, and then deduct the short numbers they were wearing combined, what number do you come to? Let me know. Stephen says, need to lay down a marker, 100 million for Rice, can play centre-back, DM or centre midfielder. I'm not a huge fan of him, Stephen. I'm not laying down a marker thing, I'm all for, but going on what I've seen and the type of player that he is, Jude Bellingham is the player, in my opinion. He's so young. Look at the experience he's picked up already. Playing in the top European league, playing in Champions League football, although they were knocked out in the group stages. He gets up and down, he scores goals. He's absolutely brilliant. Red Steve says 33. No, that's not the answer. You just wanted me to do that for the accent. Fair enough. No, it's not 33. But I'm not a huge fan of Declan Rice. He's a good player. I wouldn't be his biggest fan. Jamrock says, did you see the Linders interview where he said the coaching staff made a strategic decision to keep the squad small to give younger players a chance? I haven't seen that. But he haven't really, 24 instead of 25. It's not really about squad size. You know, youngsters are getting a chance now with the squad of the size it's at. It's more about quality and reliability and impact, and you could easily change for me two or three players in that squad, have more reliability, more impact, and still give youngsters a chance. Like there's young Bradley getting a chance, you have Curtis Jones is young, he's getting a chance, Nico Williams, Kay Gordon's come in and raved about the weekend, Harvey Elliott unfortunately injured but was flying. Just showing love for the hard work, Gav, much appreciated. Reasonable minded people are though. Reasonable minded people are though. I don't know what that means. But thanks a million for the appreciation. 53 says bonkers. No, it's not 53. West Ham spent West Ham on 200 million for Rice. Unreal. Imagine a prime Gerrard now. Well, West Ham are on drugs. It seems they're getting 200 million for Declan Rice. Declan Rice. If West Ham sold Declan Rice tomorrow and got more than £60 million from him, I'd be surprised. I'll put it that way. Genuinely. He's not. For me, he's a good player. I just, something in him, I don't, there's just something doesn't sit right with me for him as a player. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Just any time I've seen him, I thought, yeah, he's good, but he doesn't stand out a million miles from other midfielders in the league. That's just the way I feel. Gav, do you think we start to phase out Milner and Henderson in the summer? I think this might be Milner's last season. With regards to Henderson, he signed an extension, but he is getting to an age where you have to not look to replace him, but look to bring people in that will push him for a spot. You know, right now, everyone fit. I don't think Henderson gets pushed for a spot in this team. Genuinely. I don't. What we look to get out of players, Henderson doesn't get pushed. He just doesn't. JLL, the boy, says 165. You're closest, but it's not 165. Rice is bang average, says Dynamo Kev. And realise, says Declan Rice is average. I don't think he's average. I think he's a good player. I just don't think he stands out as like, wow, whoa, whoa, you know, what a midfielder. I just don't think he does. That's about it, I think. We will be back tonight at 10 PM. We're there full-time Reds, me and Kev, following Liverpool v Arsenal at Anfield. So make sure to join us at 10 for that. All the reaction immediately after the game. And yeah, be 10 o'clock, I think. It'll be 10. Suchek is a real talent, says Red Jabby. Yeah, I like Suchek. I do. Something about him. I like him. But yeah, we'll be back at 10 o'clock tonight. The answer to the teaser was 158. 158. If you look at the last four players, Origi in the 87th, Salah in the 2nd, Mane in the 55th, and Coit in the 89th comes to 233. Short numbers, Origi 27, Salah 11, Mane 19, Coit 18 comes to 75. 233 minus 75 is 158. So there you go. Couple of late guesses in there, 163 and 127. Now the answer is 158. We'll do this every Thursday, along with our Monday memories on Monday as well. So we'll keep it going all the time. That is it. We will talk to you soon, and have a good day. Talk to you at 10 PM tonight, and of course, talk to you tomorrow for our Friday version of the COP update. Over now. Sports Social Podcast Network.